This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So if you're not here by now, sorry, it's too late.
Especially about it. I mean, we're going to be beginning our rock concert about the time people can tune in and listen to this.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on the radio, sorry, you missed ForkFest in 2020. But there will likely be a ForkFest 2021. I don't think we've looked at the calendar yet to figure out what the dates are going to be. But what are you thinking, Aria? Given that it's not actually Saturday when we're recording this, given that it is right now Thursday afternoon, so the two final days, the two what are supposedly going to be the largest days, likely will, because we've seen people coming in, there's a bunch of cars. Even if their employee is making the Zoom call from home, they are expected to be wearing a face mask. July 31st email from the Department of Natural Resources.
That is so sketchy.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not just stupid, it's sketchy. Because it makes me wonder, why do they want these people wearing these masks? And yeah, I mean, it may be just to reinforce the whole mind control thing.
I think that's
what it is.
But
the weird thing about it is I think that's so over the shark that
you think so?
People who they say that to, how can they not look at that and say, okay, well, this can't possibly because they're concerned about disease. These people have ulterior motives.
That's pretty obvious, at least.
But even the people who it isn't obvious to,
right.
If they're being told to wear masks when they're alone, how can they not figure it out? How can you keep your denial up with that going
right.
on?
Yeah. It's all part of this show. And, in fact, they even admit that in the email here. According to the Department of Natural Resources Secretary Preston Cole, quote, also, wear your mask, even if you are at home, to participate in a virtual meeting that involves in being seen, such as on Zoom or another video conference platform.
And she actually said, if it involves being seen. So that tells us one thing, which is what they're controlled about is not wearing a mask and any illusory safety that may bring. It's about being seen wearing a mask.
Right. They specifically refer to any conference that involves non-DNR staff. Quote, set the example which shows you as a DNR public service employee care about the safety and health of others.
Well, I care about so much about the safety and health of others that I'm going to waste my energy doing things that will not help them in any way.
Well, and I'd like to point out that this is the second time now that we have seen some sort of government agency. The first one that we talked about was the schools, and now this one is, what was the agency?
Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources.
Okay, so
I thought it was the Department of Cheese.
I mean, cheese kind of is a natural resource when it comes to Wisconsin. So
I guess the whole Wisconsin government is kind of a department of cheese.
They are America's Dairyland, or so it says on their license plates. But this is now the second government agency that is attempting to mandate you wearing a mask, or somebody wearing a mask, while at home. Right. The first was the school, where they wanted all of the children attending the Zoom sessions, the online classes.
They did that in Wisconsin?
No. But it's just the second story that we've heard, okay, where the government is ever encroaching on your personal space, your private freedoms, the things that you do in your own home. Right? There's no way they should be able to dictate.
I wonder if the Chinese are using the videos they jack from Zoom for something and just counting on the audience not speaking English.
What do you mean?
Well, there were a lot of videos coming out of China.
Okay.
Before we started having the non-pandemic.
The lockdowns and all that, right?
And, as a matter of fact, I was really kind of freaked out when they started saying it was going to start here, because it did not look like a fun time to be in China.
Okay, but what did that have to do with Zoom?
Zoom is also a Chinese company, and people want people to be wearing masks uselessly on videos. Now, the thing that Zoom is famous for is getting hacked. So maybe somebody wants a bunch of videos of people wearing masks. And I don't know. I'm trying to find some logical reason to tell people who are by themselves at home.
It's obvious. They want to impress upon people that mask wearing is normal, that mask wearing is acceptable, that mask wearing is encouraged, that if you care about people, you wear a mask. And it is all part of immersing people in this. When I was at the grocery store this weekend, Calvin and I, who's our next door neighbor, new mover here to New Hampshire, we both went together because the last time he was there, he got kicked out for not wearing a mask. And so I said, well, hey, man, I got to go soon. Let's go together and see how that goes. We were left alone, but it was a busy Sunday, like 11 a.m., people just getting out of church in some cases, whatever. It's a busy day at the grocery store. Every single other person in that store had a mask on.
Oh, I know. It's
every single one.
Particularly on the weekends, it's a higher saturation. If you try and do your shopping on, like Tuesday morning or something, you might see a little less saturation. It seems to be a little more relaxed. But everybody has the weekends off. That's when they do their chores. That's when they do their grocery shopping, their Home Depoting, that kind of stuff, hardware store, et cetera, and so on. And so that's when you're going to see the mass of people.
Yep.
And the masses are masked. There's no doubt
really
about it.
Wanted less exposure to other people, they really shouldn't all be going on the weekend. They should spread it out through the week. Nonconform in something, people.
Well, we don't know how many of the people are wearing masks because they've been asked to, are wearing masks because there are now signs up on most corporate doors saying that masks are, quote, required. It used to be signage that said, please wear a mask. Masks encouraged, signs that have words that aren't as firm, but now most of these signs say masks are required, even though we know that they'll let you in if you have like a medical exemption or whatever, so they're not really required. That's just what they're saying, and it's working.
Yeah, the sign is
very... The smallest transaction I've put a mask on for was $61,000, so I guess that's my price.
What is your price? for putting on the mask? Do you just mask up anyway? Do you mask for certain things that you do in your life and not other things? I'm told that there are groups of people who gather together to do their shopping together unmasked. I haven't looked into that myself, but I plan to do that very soon.
Oh, we could do that. I'd be down.
We've got more to talk about on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. You use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Live Monday Night Edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in the studio today,
it's Ian.
I think I'm nobody.
But are you really? Is nobody somebody? Is somebody nobody? Is everybody nobody? How many nobodies are there?
I'm not nobody.
Well, we're all nobodies, except for the 535 people who actually have control over 300 million Americans.
So they're somebody?
Somebody?
Huh?
You're saying they're somebody?
Well, those 535 people are somebody because when they make decisions, it makes a difference. Hmm. When we make decisions, it doesn't matter what we decided.
Well, and if you're tired of that being the case, then you likely would gravitate to something like Bitcoin. And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use this site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, there's a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We were talking a bit about this article out of, where was it, the New York Post?
Yeah.
Talking about Wisconsin, the Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, as it's known locally to all the hunters anyway, requiring people attending Zoom meetings to be masked up.
People specifically in their bureaucracy. So their bureaucrats are supposed to wear masks in their Zoom meetings if they are possibly going to be seen by somebody outside of the department.
Right.
Because remember, being seen on camera can contract the disease. It's the light flowing away from you. So seeing somebody else on camera can't get you sick. They have to see you.
And if you get more than 6 feet away from each other, COVID mysteriously appears out of nowhere, out of thin air.
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't much else to talk about with this story. Apparently, Wisconsin does have an order ordering people to cover their face when they are indoors or in an enclosed space with anyone outside of their household or living unit. So there is a mask. It sounds like a mask mandate for the entire state of Wisconsin in any indoor spaces, according to this.
That sucks.
They're also, quote, strongly recommended when people are outdoors and it's not possible to maintain physical distancing.
I strongly recommend that they put some study into the art of minding their own business.
Yeah, I'm so sick of this. I just actually had a local business owner who I'm not going to say who it is, but we all know who it is in this studio. And he was threatened today by the health department. So some state bureaucrats apparently physically came
to... The health inspector! I heard they were going around to all the different bars and restaurants.
Oh, really?
Bar restaurants.
Well, they definitely made their round to one of these bars.
New Hampshire's weird in that it thinks it doesn't have any bars. It requires all bars to serve food and therefore restaurants. But
hold on. Let me tell you what he said.
Go ahead.
So the health department guy told the owner of this bar that there's no dancing allowed.
Well, this sounds like the plot to Footloose.
It does.
Didn't we hear
you
about...
You got break loose, Footloose.
Or
put on footless. Sunday shoes.
And they said no karaoke allowed, so that's also illegal.
No karaoke.
Well, karaoke would sound terrible with masks on. It doesn't sound that good without the mask.
It is more difficult to sing when you're dancing, so I could see dancing, you know, maybe being discouraged while karaokeing, but certainly not just from, you know, being a thing. We heard about another place where dancing was made sort of illegal, if
you
will.
Recently or in the past?
No, recently, like in Utah or something. It was some state, Montana, I don't remember.
Well, there
was
the thing about singing in churches.
That was in California.
That was
California. No, there was a thing about dancing, because I made a joke about it on the air about, hey, this sounds like Footloose.
Right. Yeah, Utah's the kind of place that would want to do that, too. In fact, even New York City had a ban on dancing.
New York City?
New York!
Not recently, I mean, probably also recently, but originally, like in the early 1900s, New York City had what they called the cabaret license, which you needed to have if you wanted to have dancing on your premises. Otherwise, it was a crime.
Wow.
Well, you can't just have dancing without being able to prove you bribed the right people.
Right, and what is dancing actually mean anyway? If I'm tapping my foot, is that dancing? If I'm shaking my hips, is that dancing?
Well, apparently it is if you're for the Capitol cops, because that's about what Kokesh was doing when they arrested him at the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, you mean when they body slammed him for
that too.
Yeah. So it seems to me with all this mandating going on by governors and the like, these filthy politicians, these thieves, liars, these crooks, it seems to me that there's room for more than just protesting.
What do you mean?
Perhaps there's room to point in the correct direction. And I say that because protests generally speaking are a lot of sort of pomp and circumstance, right? But they accomplish little in my estimation, right?
Well,
depends on the protest. If you burn down a police station, there's a lot of bonus points.
Right, but I'm just saying, just gathering like with signs and that kind of thing. You get some media attention, but you're not really affecting any change. Right?
Even
the largest protest.
Can we really smoke in the police department?
Well, the police department went up in smoke, so I don't. I imagine it's
in Minneapolis.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at is even the largest protest that I can remember, which of course was the Occupy Wall Street bit, right? That went on forever in multiple cities. Mm-hmm. It was even like globally, it went on in cities in other countries and that kind of thing. Really had little effect. That protest was all about, of course, the banking fiasco.
Same thing with the Tea Party, which was sort of the Republican alternative to the Occupies. That also had no effect. But
the Tea Party, actually, I think when it started, it was effective in bringing people together.
That's
but the
all
problem
ever
was
that.
When they got larger, the mainstream Republicans
came in and
turned it into something that I didn't want to be there about.
Right.
Everybody's bitching about immigrants. I'm like, that's not what we're here for.
Right. Yeah, the point that I'm trying to get at is...
But the same thing, before you go on with that, the same thing happened at Occupy, where, again, politicians come in, they see a parade, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm with you guys. And then they run out in front of the parade and say, see, I've been here the whole time. Come on, come with me.
Exactly.
And then people are like, wow, politicians saying the things we're saying. Wow, politicians are listening to us. And then they just get, it's like they get entranced by this latest politician. Same things happen on both sides.
Right.
And it happened again now in places like, Nashville is a perfect example of this within recent months, where nobody and I went to Black Lives Matter Nashville, and the event had been completely co-opted by the political establishment.
Right.
So there were the mayor spoke, and two aldermen spoke, and a New Hampshire senator spoke, and it was just all politics, and it was awful. So we're definitely seeing that happen once again. And protests are good at bringing people together, but that's it.
They are, yeah. It's good for networking,
meeting people
together
is the beginning. The other thing they're good for is getting shot.
So
I'll tell you why that's important after the break.
What can protests do to become more effective? How can they make their message more pointed and more effective? We'll attempt to answer that question. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Postmaster Louis DeJoy, recently appointed by President Trump, is set to testify at a House Oversight Committee hearing next week, the panel confirmed on Monday, in the midst of a Democratic-led fury over recent changes at the Postal Service. As 11 speakers prepare to speak at the virtual Democratic National Convention on Monday, President Trump on the road himself speaking in Mankato, Minnesota.
Now Biden wants to lock all Americans in their basements for months on end, which would inflict permanent, irreversible harm on our nation's children, families, health, and economy. By contrast, my administration is following data-driven and science-based approaches that apply to common sense mitigation, aggressively sheltering those at greatest risk, our seniors. We have to shelter them.
USA Radio News. As the Democratic National Convention begins tonight, former President Barack Obama will be among the speakers this week. His wife, Michelle Obama, former First Lady, will be addressing the convention tonight. Jeff Weaver was the campaign manager for former presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders. He says there will be some moderate Republicans speaking at the DNC convention, but reminds everyone,
I think there are people who understand that this is a demonstration of the fact that Joe Biden's coalition is very big, his electoral coalition. But I think those of us in the progressive wing of the party are determined to make sure that once Joe Biden is elected, that people like John Kasich are not part of the governing coalition.
Some delegates have also voiced their concern regarding Kasich speaking as well. Home builder confidence is running at a record high. The National Association of Home Builders says its housing market index jumped 6 points to 78 in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody, to Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything you like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And it's nobody.
And I am driving this thing, piloting the shuttlecraft known as Free Talk Live, and I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. We were talking about protests and how to make them more effective, and I'm leading into something. I wanted to ask both of you guys, if I said the word adbusters, does that mean anything to you?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
It's somebody who complains about ads, as I recall. It was like,
poorly named organization.
No labels people.
It's a poorly labeled organization. Adbusters Media Foundation is a Canadian-based, not-for-profit, pro-environment organization founded in 1989 by Callie Lazin and Bill Schmalz in Vancouver, B.C.
Huh.
Now, you might remember Adbusters.
Well, that's the most busted ad I've ever heard of, so I can understand where they...
They're characterized as anti-capitalist, right?
Mm.
And they publish reader-supported advertising, an activist magazine, and an international circulation of 120,000 or so as of the late 2000s.
So they're commies.
Essentially, okay. Yes. Adbusters specifically, I remember a whole bunch of memes and such floating around the internet right about the time of Occupy. Right, Occupy Wall Street, that is, right? When that whole thing went down, mm-hmm. Adbusters was responsible for a whole bunch of the marketing to get folks on board with that. They themselves will take credit for sort of ginning up Occupy Wall Street.
So Adbusters is an advertising company?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah,
they're against advertising.
A poorly named organization.
Yeah.
So I bring that up because I stumbled upon this article from the Organic Prepper called White House Siege. This group plans
to... Do they
to...
make inorganic preppers? Do they make them out of copper or something?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe robotic preppers.
I'm pretty sure all preppers being living things are organic.
You don't know. There could be a robotic prepper. Anyway, White House Siege. This group plans to lay siege to and occupy the White House next month. Now, Ian, really recently, we were talking about protests, particularly when the Minneapolis Fire Department was lit, right?
And, yeah, and how the police department?
I'm sorry, yeah, the Minneapolis Police Department was right. Lit a fire. Sorry,
right.
I put the wrong terms in there.
It warmed my heart, too.
Well, and why did it warm your heart? Because at this point, finally, somebody had pointed their anger in the correct direction.
Yes.
Right? Because the people we should be pointing our anger at for the state of society currently, or the poor state of society, is whom?
The government,
right? Or the organization that claims a monopoly over the initiation of violence.
Okay.
So here we have the same folks, Adbuster, pointing out or promoting, if you will, the occupation of the White House begins September 17th of 2020.
That's going to be a tough one to pull off, but I'd be interested to see them try.
Isn't somebody already occupying it?
Well,
he needs to put up his Occupado sign. Occupado, we're occupied here.
The group that takes credit for Occupy Wall Street movement of 2011 has a new and even more outrageous plan in mind. They intend to occupy the White House.
All right.
Adbusters, the online magazine that describes itself as a global network of artists, activists, writers, pranksters, students, educators, and entrepreneurs who want to advance the new social activist movement of the information age, issued a post that they called Tactical Briefing Number 1 to launch their plans to, quote, lay siege, unquote.
Were they wearing masks?
I don't know. They want to lay siege to the president's home in Washington, D.C. Okay. I'm like,
go for it.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear more.
It's been 9 years since, this is they're quoting another article, or they're quoting the thing that Adbusters actually put out. It's been 9 years since we set off the political earthquake of Occupy Wall Street, laying siege to New York City's Zuccotti Park and inspiring thousands of similar protests around the world.
Big claim to fame.
Big claim. The Occupy anniversary arrives September 17th, 2020, and it may be the perfect day to trigger another global Big Bang moment. Triggered. A massive collective action of the sweetest kind of disobedience. The why hardly needs recitation.
The Swedish kind of disobedience?
Sweetest. Not Swedish.
Okay.
It's not like the fish. Because for these 9 years, the shadows have only grown longer. Inequality has soared. Not a single Wall Street CEO spent a night in jail for his role in the 2008 financial meltdown. That's a fact. Politicians.
Well, duh.
Right?
What, do you think Obama was going to help you with that?
No, sir. Politicians and corporate criminals continue to savage the public trust with impunity, and all the while, this howling void of a president, his sins too many to name, sits smugly atop a corona death toll that may surpass 200,000 Americans by Christmas. I don't know about that. As we go through and we learn more and read this article, you'll feel that it's very anti-Trumpy. Because, of course,
They're pandering.
Yeah, they're pandering.
They have an audience, and the audience hates Trump, and
yes.
So you attack.
So they go on. It's time again for dramatic, decisive action, which is why on September 17th, in the original and enduring spirit of Occupy, we and tens of thousands of our fellow citizens will stream into Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C.
By the way, if 200,000 Americans are dead by the end of this year, then that's roughly, looks like maybe about half of, So that would be 1%, or so maybe about 6% or 5% of a percent. So not a whole lot of people.
A small quantity of people by comparison.
0.0006, roughly.
Yeah. And they're speaking specifically of COVID, right?
I presume.
No, I mean the article is.
Yeah.
I'm stating that as an assumed fact. They say they will lay siege to the White House, and they will sustain it for exactly 50 days. This is the hashtag White House siege.
All right.
A siege only works if it's sustained. We witnessed this, a multiplying power of strategic occupation 9 years ago. You dig in, you hold your ground, and the tension accumulates, amplifies, and goes global.
Well, I hope those dumbasses are going to bring guns this time, because, going out and getting yourself maced really doesn't help.
Well, let's get through their propaganda, and then we can talk about the rest of that. 50 days, September 17th to November 3rd, let us once again summon the sweet revolutionary nonviolence that was our calling card in Zuccotti Park. White House siege will electrify the U.S. election season. It doesn't stop there. Drawing wind from the hashtag MeToo, hashtag BLM, hashtag Extinction Rebellion, and protests against Trump's lethal bungling of coronavirus will inspire a global movement of systemic change, a global spring, etc., etc., etc.
What is it he was supposed to do? Well, I mean, he didn't invent the thing. That was the Chinese.
Will spark another global movement of change so things cannot change. Because they already admitted that they didn't change anything last time.
We know they didn't. I think it's interesting that they finally targeted government, though, or at least the White House.
Instead of Zuccotti Park?
Yeah, instead of going
Only Trump. Once Trump is gone, they'll love whatever government they're
in. Yeah.
That's my guess, but it's still interesting nonetheless. And if there was a way to...
Oh, yes. I hope they do it.
If there was a way to use it to... You know, bring the message of freedom to people, get more people in, you know, thinking about what freedom means. Now that they're pointing themselves at the government, I think it's an interesting thing for us to talk about.
Yeah, no, I hope they do. I'm excited.
I would have gone to Occupy Wall Street. As a matter of fact, I probably should have, but this thing would be absolutely intolerable, because not only are you going to have to maintain this constant political correctness in order not to get lynched out there, but also you're going to have to be constantly masking and apologizing for breathing.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go anywhere near
it. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I support them, but I'm not going near them.
It's difficult to imagine that this will go down in the way that they hope it will.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could really ratchet things up as you get closer to the election.
It could.
It's different.
Would you attend an Occupy White House protest? 855-450-3733.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about this article from the Organic Prepper that apparently there's something called the White House Siege being planned from the folks who brought you the Occupy Wall Street movement, starting on September 17th of 2020.
So 1 month.
The thing that was poorly planned about Occupy Wall Street is they forgot to figure out what they wanted before they started going and demanding it. We want you to do something. What? We don't know.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. They wouldn't have got it.
Yeah. So they issued a public briefing, if you will, and this briefing repeatedly uses the word nonviolent. But if this goes at all like the occupation in downtown Seattle or the protests in Portland, which have seen violent protests for 73 days straight now.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of fighting in Portland from what I understand.
Violence is bound to occur. And it's important to note that the law enforcement response to the occupation of anything near the president's abode will be far more severe
than
the lackluster response in Seattle, where police officers and even National Guard members have been basically neutered by the local government.
But they're not wrong to target the White House. I mean, that's a good location to go for this sort of thing. So kudos.
A far better location than Wall Street.
Well, I mean, there's legitimate concerns with Wall Street.
Absolutely.
As well. But I do agree with you. It is a better location. It's more relevant, and I hope that it works out for them. I certainly am probably not going to agree with a whole lot of the things that they want, because I suspect they'll come up with a list of demands, and that list of demands will be universal health care and, you know, a bunch of other
universal basic income.
We hate Trump so much, we want to give him complete power to control our medical care because he botched COVID.
Absolutely. We'll talk more about this, of course, but first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mortified Penguin joining us from our Discord call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I called in yesterday about the conservatives and liberty and whatnot. Really wanted to kind of...
Yeah, they don't like
mostly
it.
Mostly a different... mostly a different subject. That's not even a really good description of what it was about. But similarly, you have people that want to shrink, and I mean, I was talking about people that honestly do want it to shrink to a much the size and scope of government to a much smaller kind of government. And there's
how about to the point where it can be drowned in a bathtub?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. It's pulverize and spread out all over the place, you know, decentralize everything. But, yeah.
Burn it down, gentlemen. Burn it down, salt the earth.
Yeah, and libertarians call them minarchists, which is apparently a totally made up word by Content, I think. But it's a pretty popular word, minarchist.
People, you know the difference between a minarchist and an anarchist?
They say 6 months.
Yeah, about six months in New Hampshire.
And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can criticize them. I mean, I think the first critique you can say is the things they say the government's true role is are some of, like, the absolute worst, most abusive things that the government does, which, you know, police and the military and stuff like that. So those are the things that can quickly get out of control, and in whose hands do you want that kind of power if you're the kind of person who doesn't trust them with a slew of other powers?
Well,
and,
I would prefer all of those things to be in the hands of the market. If I would like security services, I would like to be free to subscribe to a service that provides security services up to my standard, and if they do a poor job, I can stop paying them and instead subscribe to a different service who will fulfill those things. Government can do none of that, of course.
Yeah, it creates really bad incentives. You know, you see a lot of the problems that do exist in those structures, and you're like, well, you know, I mean, is there a market for that, or does that just exist because government controls it? And right. The other thing is that the Constitution sets this. They hold up the Constitution as this sacred document that sets up this limited government powers of checks and balances. But I mean, you see, checks and balances, they only work when people. Than the human beings involved in government and people in general, you know, enact them through their own human action. They intend to do the things, play the roles that they have to.
The Constitution to minarchists or even full-on statists who want the state as large as possible, the Constitution is essentially their Bible. Right. If statism is a religion, the Constitution is their holy document that they always point back to and go, oh, well, it says here on this holy document that these things shouldn't be allowed, or this is how it's supposed to go.
The Constitution has either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist.
Lysander Spoon.
Yeah, and to that point, those checks and balances and everything written in there, it's not a magical document. They require actual people to enact them. And you know what else requires human action? Liberty, anarchy, in the strictest sense. So you have basically the same system. You have to have people with incentive structures and with the intention to abide by either the Constitution or abide by, you know, a world where it's all human action. There is no monopoly on violence. So it's not a magic document that makes people do stuff or that stops them from doing. I mean, politicians, they see checks and balances as a challenge, not, you know, to be overcome.
Mm-hmm. How do we get not around much it of a versus, challenge anymore.
Yeah, certainly not.
Yep, just like we were talking about the authorization of the use of military force. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in the Constitution about the president's war powers. It's a great example. The Congress just abdicates this. Hey, yeah, go for it. Here's a blank check.
Yep.
Because they don't have no intention to honor that check and or balance in the Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, regarding minarchists, you know, do I prefer minarchists over, you know, full-on statists or, you know, communist or any other ist? Probably, because at least they claim to be in favor of reducing the size of government. Although, whenever somebody does run on that type of a platform, they get into office, government never actually reduces in size, and so it's really a pointless discussion to have. But
I mean, a minarchist is an ally to me just until he gets to the point where he wants to be and says, let's hold it at this much government.
Right, agreed.
Then he stops being an ally.
I think it was, what was her name? Carla Howell. She was a libertarian candidate from...
How would I live without paying taxes?
Yeah, that was a song that she did.
Yes,
she's from Massachusetts. And she used to explain it as sort of the small government butt. So these minarchists, like you're describing, they'll sound all great about liberty and small government. But... there's this one area
right.
where they really think it's important to have government action, and that could be the military, it could be the police, it could be, you know, whatever regulation that they think is important, regulating their industry so they right. can keep their competitors out, or whatever. So they have their one issue where they think the government should be there and it should continue.
And it's usually personal to them.
It just means yeah. they're in transition. I mean, it takes a while to figure out how liberty would work for some of the problems that we've been told
they
from
may be
childhood.
In transition, nobody, but
could only be done by government.
The point that Ms. Howell was making about these small government butt people is that you don't want them running for the libertarian ticket.
Because
I know you do, but the point she was making is that you don't, because if they do get elected, or maybe it was Michael Cloud and her, but anyway, if that person does get elected, the reason they don't make government smaller is because they're too busy trying to expand it in the area that they think it should be expanded.
No, the reason they don't shrink the government is because they don't get elected at all.
Well, the theory is that they, even if they did get elected, they
wouldn't use it. Basically, in order to... the only way to get elected, if you want to actually take office, which is necessary to having any effect, what you have to do is expand your appeal until there exists a sufficient number of people willing to vote for you so that you actually take office.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mortified Penguin. We do appreciate it. Yes, I agree with you, Nobody. I think that's the only way to really affect, you know, from the inside, is that you do have to actually win
but
the office
still
and then
won't get
in
elected
and do something.
Because they cheat.
No. 855 453. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.